you know, rhetorical situation in which you are trying to convince people what you believe. But, you know, like you were saying, you don't necessarily pick whether you're pro or con. So it can be almost a tool to arrive at the truth and to have a meaningful or productive discussion. And this kind of leads into what Dr. Rennig was saying in our previous episode. And she was talking about something different from debate. She was talking about civil discourse, which is the idea that in our regular everyday lives, we can discuss with the people around us just in a standard conversation setting in a way that allows us to understand why they believe different things and to kind of appreciate their beliefs, not so much in a rhetorical debate-like situation in which it's point-counterpoint, but in a situation of absorption. You're trying to absorb what other people have to say in a way that's respectful and gracious. And there's definitely a lot of that, those aspects in debate. But there are also some contrasts. So what would you say the debate format of the point, counterpoint, you know, pro-con situation, how does that, what are the pros and cons that help you to arrive at the truth? Yeah.
So I guess something with the cons of the format is sometimes your opponents can say something against your argument and you just won't have a time to say how that's wrong or how that's like, it's false news or something like that, because they are through, it's a flip of a coin whether you go first or second, whether you get pro or con. And I guess that is just, the format can sometimes be a little annoying when they say something that's just totally false. And then I guess the pros is it really teaches you like structure. It teaches you how to build how to build an argument, how to make sure that it follows certain rules, how you follow etiquette. And it also gives you periods of time where you know that you're not going to be attacked during this time. You know that you're going to be like safe during this time. And then the crossfire, it's a pro and con because it's definitely the most stressful, and I think it's some of the reasons some people kind of lean out of debate, just because it's one-on-one and you can't really have your partner's help. So it's a pro and con, but also after a few debates, it just starts getting so natural and you immediately know your response.
What do you think, Mrs. Lee?
I would agree with him fully, and I would add, you know, these resolutions that they have to research and advocate a contention for are really sophisticated topics. And so when they come into the debate, they've already done a lot of research, and it's just been nice to see them. Owen mentioned the crossfire can be kind of stressful because there's an element of spontaneity to it. You have to think on your feet.
Right.
But they have done so much preparation work towards it that it's really enjoyable to sit back as a spectator or a judge and watch them, because a question might come their way that they think will throw them off guard, and it never does, because they've already done so much background work and legwork, and that's when you actually see the real gifts come out in each competitor. They can rely on the knowledge and the information that they have, but how they deliver that message within a certain time frame, it's very short, maybe, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Has to be pointed and intentional and quick, and they're very good at it.
Great. And how would you say this helps you to see both sides of an argument, to see where people are coming from, you know, in terms of research? Would you say the research is more helpful with that, or would you say being actually in the debate discussing is more helpful with that?
So I guess with the research, and seeing both sides of the argument is a very important thing, because when you go into the tournament, there's a lot of obvious things that your opponents are going to say. So the research is really like essential to it, because, like I said, seeing both sides can be very helpful when you're doing preparation. Like, I'll find at the end, the day before I go into debate, I'll have like a 30-page document, but only about half of that will actually be speeches, and the rest I'll label like if they talk about this, if they say this, like if they say this about our contention, and I just get the research and the pros and cons.
Great. And what would you say is the would be the risk involved with needing to win, the competition aspect of it? Do you feel like that poses a risk to the learning aspect of it?
Yeah, so I find that sometimes during Crossfire, obviously it's a state tournament, it's not like some in class, I find that sometimes I get a little aggressive because I learned that, wait, hold on a second, I want to be nice, but I also want to win. So, and I guess sometimes that can break the etiquette during Crossfire, because I've seen Crossfires where it's just one question asked, and the two people are so, like, stubborn, including me, that they won't let it go. So, yeah, I guess just the etiquette can kind of be broken in some ways.
Great. And in what ways do you think that that kind of competitivity, making it a competition of trying to win, in what ways do you think that that helps you to dig deeper and to learn more?
Yeah, so I guess when it comes into a competitive situation where you and someone else are kind of, in a sense, fighting each other, you also learn that the information they have, because obviously if it's competitive and there's one-on-one, both sides are very prepared for it. And it also just gives you so much research for the other side. I've found something, obviously we have like 20 or 30 minutes between, and I found that one time someone said something during Crossfire. I was able to say something against it, but during my preparation, I actually added that to my other speech and did the research onto it just because of how good I thought it was.
By listening to the other people, you hear new things, you're pushed to kind of adapt and thank you. Yeah, thank you for your time here to explain this. Thank you for sharing, you know, the art of debate and, you know, the different ways that it can change our perceptions and how we learn and discuss. And if you had three things to say to people about debate, maybe, or about, you can each share two things, how about that?
Okay.
About debate and just open mic.
Open forum.
Do you want to go ahead?
Sure. Yes, I would say two things. One would be that lifelong skill of learning how to advocate. By that, I mean framing an argument in such a positive way that you're getting a point across, but this etiquette piece that Owen keeps bringing back to is so important in debate because it's really the element of respect, and it's knowing that you can push so far and then you need to step back a little bit and listen to the other